T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Keith, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Man, that was fun. That might have been the funnest baseball game we've ever played in.
That's sort of like the rain delay version of the Dale and Keith show, isn't it?
That was good, though.
I was able delay to in the middle of it.
Stretch the legs a little bit, grab something to eat, enjoy some baseball, come on back, and then finish strong, Dale. That's the key here. You got to finish strong.
All right, I have good news and I have bad news. I mean, the good news is...
Yeah.
11 minutes and 30 seconds means that Major League Baseball has taken this pace of play issue seriously.
They did. They really did.
The bad news is, how many $1 hot dogs can you sell in the course of an 11-minute, 30-second?
This was the scenario I was concerned for. You go out there, you're double-fisting your beers.
This was exactly
you're walking down,
what you worried about.
Game's over. They're out there celebrating. Like, what do I do with these? Can I just sit and relax and enjoy the day, or do I got to pound them and go
home?
And
watch the kids run the bases.
Yeah, maybe you do that.
You got time.
Maybe you do that.
Now, technically, officially,
yes,
the game time for this game was 3 hours and 48 minutes.
It's a longer game.
So it's just like all the other games they play, which is the longest games in Major League Baseball.
So I do feel like today actually was a really bad thing for baseball. And I'll tell you why. The cut we just played there, and you might be able to see where I'm going with this, Brock Holt just said this was the funnest game he's ever played.
I know.
Man, that was fun. That might have been the funnest baseball game we've ever played in.
And he talked about how the crowd, he talked about the crowd was the best crowd.
There were so many kids.
There were so many kids. He said there was a buzz, like there was an excitement. And you needed something so unique to create that. This doesn't happen. Didn't you say this happened in 1968?
That was the last time.
Or it wasn't like the next day anyway.
The last time the Red Sox finished up a suspended game and they didn't do it the following day.
It's just such a...
By the way, that one was ended on a walk-off grand slam by Hawk Harrelson.
Oh, wow.
In 1968.
A little bit of trivia. So... But the idea that you have two teams, neither one of them are going to make the playoffs, but there was a buzz there because this game had been postponed for so long. It was sort of a little bit different, and you're automatically starting in extra innings. So for the home team, it's essentially, if they could score first, then the game is over, and it could be 12 minutes like it ended up being. That's not a great thing.
Well, 12 minutes with a rain delay of 21,018 minutes.
No, but who's counting?
Yeah, that's...
But who's counting?
Technically what it
but
was.
But my point is, if they're so excited about this, this never happens. Most baseball games for the Red Sox are 3.5 hours long, not 12 minutes. Now, 12 minutes is insanely short, but the idea that you showed up today, for those fans in attendance, they thought maybe close to 10,000, they show up thinking... Hey, we better pay attention to everything because this game could end at any moment. This game could be, especially they go 1-2-3 on the top of the 10th.
Minute Christian Vasquez sends that
game over.
Lead off to,
game
to
over.
The wall. You're thinking, okay.
And you're excited about it. And another thing is, this is sort of similar to one of the ideas that they have sort of discussed for baseball changes about you get into extra innings, you put a guy on second base or maybe even first and second or whatever and, different kind of strategy. Like this is so... outlandish. Like this kind of thing won't happen again, but you can see the buzz and you almost wonder, is there a way to do more of this? Is there a way to do once a series, once a month, once a year? Is there a way to sort of push this, have every team experience something like this?
I will say that, and from a Red Sox marketing perspective, and they're pretty smart about this stuff, I would think that somewhere in the offices down there, Sam Kennedy is pulling people together and saying, hey, listen, we got to look at least at the possibility of having a game a year.
That's what I'm saying.
At the minimum, a game a year where we let kids in for free and we sell concessions for $1 and we let the kids walk around the warning track before the game and run the bases after the game. Because if the demographics of baseball are skewing older, and they are, what you had was the exact opposite today. You had 6,000 kids in the ballpark.
Yeah, you did. But I think a part of that too, Dale, not that you wouldn't have gotten a bunch of kids. If it's free, it's for everybody, right? If it's free, it's for me. You're going to go. But the idea that this is not, in all likelihood, going to last 3.5 hours. You can see the end of the game. You can bring your kid and you can know when you're leaving who won and who lost the game. It's not one of those things where, hey, I'm bringing my kid. If we make it through 5 innings, great. And, you know, but we're going home. We can listen to the rest of it on the radio. We're not going to be there. We just can't sit that long. You know, not only can my kid not sit there that long, I probably can't sit there that long. So I don't know if there's not a way to do this. But if you said, you know, one series a month or one or something crazy like that to add into the sport, well, you could just see the buzz.
You couldn't guarantee the short part of the game.
That's what you need. That's more important. Can't.
That's the thing.
Why not?
I don't know. How do you do it?
But you say all the entire month of May, we're starting the game in extra innings. Boom.
They'll never go for that.
June.
Okay, it could be June. That's better.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hoping that you could talk them into, you know, we're going to let the kids in for free. We're going to sell the concessions for less. We're going to build that excitement, that buzz in the ballpark.
I don't think that's even it.
But they're never going to say, okay, fine. We'll play one game a month where we start the game in the 10th inning.
They need changes. What about this? What about getaway days? Getaway days are now automatically sudden death, and you go from there. Or not sudden death, but they're extra inning baseball starting there. Because I really feel like, and maybe, you know, we'd have to do like an exit poll of all the people that went today and what got you into the park. What was the biggest deal? Obviously, $5 for adults, free for kids is very significant. You normally go, you got to take a loan out if you want to park and pay and do all that stuff.
Well, the parking part was still, that part didn't change today, but everything else was good.
But it sort of softens a little bit when you're not also paying $100 for your ticket and $8 for your dog and all that other stuff. So maybe you feel like you can afford to do it a little bit more. I do think a big part of the appeal, though, was, hey, this thing's quick. This is going to end. Because Brock Holt,
by the way, for those people who did bring their kids today, this was too short.
You wanted a little bit longer.
You hiked the kids in there. You schlepped them in.
But that's what the excitement was, though, is that it could end that quick. And then it just so happened that it did. But again, Brock Holt, at the end of the game, saying, and he's played in a ton of baseball games, he said this was the funnest game he has ever played in. That wasn't because the seats were free. That doesn't affect him. That wasn't because the hot dogs were a dollar. It was because
the seats free with the buzz and the kids and the enthusiasm.
Got more kids
been
in.
Part of it.
That's true. And then sometimes when you play a day game, you know, it's a little bit more sleepy and people have to sit in their assigned seats and you look behind home plate and a lot of those people aren't there. Like, again, the outfield was empty, but from first base to third base, it was pretty full.
I was reading the reports, and Nesson did show a couple of wide shots. The monster seats were full. They said basically from foul pole to foul pole was full. And I know Joe and Rob were estimating there was somewhere north of 10,000 people altogether. Alex Speer estimated there were like 6,000 kids. You could clearly see the right field grandstand, the bleachers. They were empty, as you'd expect.
But that's got to be...
And the upper deck, up around the luxury suites, they were all empty.
But there's got to be some sort of a takeaway for baseball about this, right? Because, again, Rob Manfred, the commissioner, is always talking about two things. Every time you hear him talk, it's two things. It's kids watching and falling in love with the sport, getting kids involved, and pace of play. It's the two things.
Yes.
And in large part, they can also be hand in hand. And I know it's extreme, Dale, but that baseball might need to do some extreme things. You're not going to have a lot of these games, but I wonder if there's a way to do that. And Fenway is certainly not one of those teams that can do it, but other stadiums around baseball have done the dollar dog thing, right? That's just not in this market.
Right.
Other ones have done it, and I don't know if it's kids free necessarily, but it's kids cheaper. Like I had friends that lived out in Denver, and they had the Colorado Rockies. It was like $5 or whatever to get in and sit in the outfield. Like, so Fenway's different. Fenway is, you know, like, whether it's, you know, Yankee Stadium or some of these other ones, you're not going to get in there for a super cheap price. But out of the 30 teams in Major League Baseball, there probably are a decent amount of them that offer that. But you need another hook, too. It's not just, hey, it's going to be affordable today, but it's, all right, why is this game extra exciting? Now, again, if you do this all the time, maybe it's not as exciting because it's not quite as unique, but there's got to be a way to take this and push it forward.
And try to take your idea of what they would realistically go for and not go for. And they're never going to go with, you know, we'll start the game in the 10th inning. Maybe baseball would consider once a month we're going to play a 7-inning game.
Yeah, I don't even know if that does it, though. It's not radical enough.
Well, they're never going to go with, once a month we're going to start the game in the 10th inning.
But what if there was a lot of buzz around it? Right? Like, at what point do you just dig in too much? Like, I know it's a crazy idea, but sometimes those crazy ideas are what could help, what could work. That, like, when basketball first put in the 3-point shot, think about how crazy that must have been. And, like, now that's all it is. And in some of these other leagues, when they put in certain rules, you're saying, wait a minute, they gotta do what? But then over time, you get used to it a little bit. Now, completely different, but in hockey, you know, when they play the outdoor games, it's still a butt. Now, I think they've oversaturated it, but it's still a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And people want to see it, and they're like, what's up with this? And that game counts. And I know it's the same rules, but oftentimes the ice is different, and it's a little unorthodox. And so baseball, you wonder if there's anything they can do like that.
I'll say this. I almost, in some respects, feel bad for the Kansas City Royals. They're in Baltimore last night. They got to schlep up here for this thing today. They play 11 and a half minutes, and now they got to fly to Cleveland where they open a series tomorrow. You know, as Brock said post-game with Joe and Rob, you know, the Red Sox just gave up one of their off days to come in, play an 11-and-a-half-minute game. And by the way, that doesn't mean they were there for, you know, half an hour.
Oh, no, they had to prepare
early.
Like,
you've got to do all your normal stuff, and now you get to go get on a plane and fly to San Diego afterwards. But it did give a certain atmosphere that you don't normally get around the ballpark.
No, it did. It ended up being
Alex Cora
cool
said after the game, he said when he was on his way to the ballpark, it crossed his mind that the way this season has been going, we might end up playing 16 innings. He was happy
true.
It didn't happen that way. But
no, it's a good point. Yeah, it really was just about as quick as you could ask for. You know, Josh Taylor starts the game, although he was in the game at the end of the game on August 7th.
That's his first win, by the way.
He goes, 1-2-3. That'll be a memorable win, too, when you think about how he was able to do it.
The other thing Cora said, he said, first things first, the job the organization did to get all these people here today, that was pretty cool. That's what it's all about. It's a game, and we have to do everything we can to get young people involved.
Yeah.
That's going to be the biggest takeaway for Major League Baseball and for the Red Sox is, you know, we had 10,000 people in the park on a Thursday afternoon, but we had 6,000 kids in there.
You kind of wish probably at that point the game was maybe a half hour instead of 12 minutes. But either way, they got a chance to see a little bit, maybe get the excitement, just go into Fenway Park. You know, because that's really all it takes. When you're a little kid and you first walk into Fenway, you want to keep going back. Like, it is such a memory that everybody still has, no matter what age you were when you first show up at Fenway. And if this was the way to get in there, you were free, you know, your parent or whoever that brought you $5 for them to go in. Pretty cool job. And, oh, by the way, on top of it, every ticket sold today, that also went towards the Jimmy Fund, too. So
the $5 general admission tickets. The kids got in for free. The $5 general admission tickets, because, you know, presumably the kids had to bring an adult.
They had to bring somebody.
And that money, you know, went to the Jimmy Fund. And I'll give the Red Sox credit. With an exceedingly rough situation they had to deal with, they made the most of it, and they lucked out. I mean, what if it was pouring rain today?
Oh, it could have been.
You know, and you had to get this game finished up. What were you going to do then?
Yeah, they did a good job, because when this first came down and we were learning about how they were going to finish the game, we were saying, who's going to go back? Like, you went to a night game whenever it was on the 7th. And now you got to save your stub. You got to go back during a work day the middle of the week. How is that going to work? So to say, for those people, hey, you can come back if you want to finish the game, but really open it up to everybody else. And then the added wrinkle of kids getting in for free. Well done. And maybe you made some new fans today. You know, there's always that hope that the kids went for the very first time ever to Fenway Park, and now they're going to be Red Sox fans forever.
Yeah, in that respect, I guess for the kids' sake and for the parents' sake, I wished it had gone another inning or so.
Yeah, a little bit longer.
You know,
but
the kids something. I mean, did they even have time to get their $1 hot dog?
Hopefully. I mean, yeah, but if you had to choose between 12 minutes and 2 hours, you know,
I'd
take the 12
hours.
No,
yeah.
I know. But so if you had to pick the one, I think you'll take the 12 minutes. And so, yeah, but just interesting. And you wonder what baseball thought of this. Or is this just, you know what, this is going to happen once every 40 years and you'll sort of take the advantages of it and then you'll move on? Or is there a way to sort of look at this model and say, all right, you know what? You don't want to give away anything for free, right? If you're a business, if you're baseball, you're basketball, you're whoever, yeah. You don't want to give anything away for free. But if you start letting kids in for free every once in a while, maybe you'll see the payoff down
the road.
Even
if it's once a year, I'd like to see it once a month, but that's probably unrealistic. But if you're the Red Sox, you could afford to do this one game a year.
I think,
and it would be a huge deal.
Yeah.
You'd say, you know, August 10th, whatever the date was, this is going to be our kids' day. And you'd sell it out in about 4 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially if it's during the summer, right? You know, you don't do it in April or May when kids are in school or even in September, but you do it in the summer. You do it during the week where I would say most stadiums across baseball have a hard time filling them anyway, you know, when they play on Thursday afternoon, these getaway days. So that'd be a good opportunity to do that for sure.
Sean McAdam had a great line. He said he's pretty sure that Josh Taylor, for the first time in baseball history, was both the game's opener and closer.
Yeah, well, closer-opener, really.
Yeah, closer and opener.
kind of did both
in
back
the same game. It was one of those.
Yeah, you don't see it too often, that's for sure.
Well, we had a very short 30-minute delay in the middle of our show, but now we're going to give way to OMF because
they
had to haul their butts in here.
They are here. It's a normal show for them. It's like the Red Sox never even played. Sox, good news, everybody. They are now just 6.5 back
Thank
of that
you,
second
Rich.
Wild card spot. They picked up some ground here this afternoon.
We were looking for some good stuff.
That's the good news. Take that.
We will be back tomorrow and a whole bunch of stuff. We'll have more, theoretically, on the Patrick Chung situation. We will also, by then, have the preseason game to talk about. And we assume Tom Brady's exhibition debut and maybe some other guys as well. So lots to talk about when we reacquaint ourselves with you tomorrow. I'm exhausted after this whole 25-minute show that we just had to finish up here.
That was busy.
OMF is coming up next, top of the hour. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.